Hi, I'm Kimberly Rogers Brown, and I welcome you to themessianicmessage.com. Thank you for joining me for this special audio teaching. The topic of this special audio teaching is, why do you believe that Jesus or Yeshua is the Messiah? Most believers don't know why they believe Jesus, Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. For most, his status is a matter of personal belief based on the sermons of the pastor, or the persuasion of parents, or the sweet exhortations of dear Aunt Millie. Whatever the reason for one's belief, the truth is, Yeshua's Messiah status can be proven as biblical fact by understanding the three signs of Moses. Yahweh promised to send a prophet to his people who would be like Moses. Was Yeshua a prophet as well as Messiah? Yes. Revelation 19:10 says, "And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said to me, 'See, you do it not. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren that have the testimony of Yeshua. Worship God, for the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy.'" Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. Therefore, he is the great prophet promised by Yahweh to his people. The law and the prophets were written about him. So, to say Yeshua is the prophet like Moses is to validate him as the prophet and Messiah. In fact, it was Yeshua at the burning bush who gave the signs to Moses and then later fulfilled them himself. Luke 24:44 says, "And he said to them, 'These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me.'" Moses told the Israelites about the prophet who would come at a future time as he was preparing them for crossing over the Jordan River. He was exhorting them concerning the difference between a false prophet and a true one. See Deuteronomy chapters 13 and 18. Yahweh said they would be surrounded by Gentiles who performed abominable practices and that they were to never engage in such behavior. The Gentiles would send their prophets to tempt the children of Israel to stray from following the laws of his kingdom, so he explained to them how to know if a person was a false or true prophet, and that there would come such an extraordinary prophet that he would be just like Moses and even a step better than Moses because he would have Yahweh's words in his mouth. Deuteronomy chapter 18, starting at verse 15. "The Lord your God will raise up to you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken. According to all that you desire of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, 'Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not.' And the Lord said to me, 'They have spoken well that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken to my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him.'" The idiom that the prophet would have Yahweh's words in his mouth means that he would come directly from Yahweh like a messenger sent from a king. Throughout the earth's history, a king's messenger was never permitted to speak his own words. Not only that, but the messenger must use the body language, facial expressions, and vocal tone of the king in order to convey exactly what the king meant. Moses sometimes spoke his own words, but Yeshua never did. He only spoke what the Father gave him to speak. John 14:10. Believe you not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me. He does the works. All of these signs are the reason why we, and the Jewish people at that time, look for a particular prophet to be like Moses, who is able to do the signs of Moses. Yeshua is the only one who ever performed the same signs as Moses. What are the three signs that Yahweh gave to Moses that only Moses could do until the prophet, who is also the Messiah, came? Sign number one, controlling the serpent. Exodus 4, verse 1. And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken to my voice, for they will say, The Lord has not appeared to you. And the Lord said to him, What is in your hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said to Moses, Put forth your hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. And he used it to turn water into blood. Exodus 7:15 and Exodus 7:20. Get you unto Pharaoh in the morning. Lo, he goes out to the water, and you shall stand by the river's brink, against he come, and the rod which was turned to a serpent you shall take in your hand. Verse 20, And Moses and Aaron did so, as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod, and smote the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. Yeshua fulfilled this sign when he controlled the serpent in the desert at the end of his fast. Matthew chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. Then said Yeshua to him, Get you hence, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. After controlling the spirit, Yeshua turned water into wine. John records it as the beginning of miracles by Yeshua. John chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Yeshua was there, and both Yeshua was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Yeshua said to him, They have no wine. Yeshua said to her, Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Whatsoever he said to you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Yeshua said to them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, Draw out now, and bear to the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said to him, Every man at the beginning sets forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But you have kept the good wine until now. This is the beginning of miracles Yeshua did in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed him. Notice that Yeshua reacted just like Moses, who answered Yahweh, saying he had uncircumcised lips, and made excuses about going to Pharaoh, where he finally performed the water into blood miracle. Yeshua's reticence to do as Mary asked has the same sense of reluctance that Moses had. In every detail, Yeshua is showing himself to be the prophet like Moses. Sign number 2, instant healing of leprosy. Exodus chapter 4, verse 6. And the Lord said furthermore to him, Put now your hand into your bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put your hand into your bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe you, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken to your voice, that you shall take of the water of the river, and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which you take out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. The first specific healing that Yeshua performed was for the leper. Matthew 8, verse 2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Yeshua put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be you clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Sign number 3, being lifted up. Numbers 21:8 says, And the Lord said to Moses, Take you a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass, that every one that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live. Moses made the fiery serpent and lifted it up on a pole. The people looked up at it and lived. Yeshua is the only prophet in Scripture who was lifted up on a pole in this manner. He told the disciples this would happen. John chapter 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And John 12:32, And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me. There are many over the last two millennia who have claimed to be the prophet and Messiah, who have deceived Yahweh's people. Knowing whether or not a man is the one should not be a matter of belief, but of scriptural fact. Beliefs change, facts do not. Therefore, the litmus test of who is the one like Moses, but who also has the words of Yahweh in his mouth, is easily determined by discovering if the man can turn water into wine, heal leprosy instantly, and is willing to be lifted up on a pole for his people.